Charlie, oh. Since for the great desire I had to see fair Padua, nursery of arts, I am a rife of fruitful Lombardy, the pleasant garden of great Italy, and by my father's love and leave, and armed with his good will and thy good company, my trusty servant, well approved in all, here let us breathe and happily institute a course of learning and ingenious studies. Pisa, renowned for grave citizens, gave me my being, and my father first. A merchant of great traffic through the world, Vincentio, come at the bent of Olio. Vincentio's son, brought up in Florence, it shall become, to serve all hopes conceived, to deck his fortune with his virtuous deeds. And therefore, Tonio, for the time I study, virtue, and that part of philosophy, will I apply the treats of happiness by virtue, specially to be achieved. Well, tell me my mind. For I have Pisa left, and to Padua come and see that these are shallow plash to plunge him in the deep, and with satiety seeks to quench his thirst.
Me, Perdonato, gentle master mine. I am in all affected as yourself, glad that you thus resolved to suck the sweets of sweet philosophy. Only, good master, while we do admire its virtue and its moral discipline, there's been no Stoics nor no Stocks, I pray, or so devote to Aristotle's checks as Ovid, being outcast quite abjured. And thought logic with acquaintance you have. You praises rhetoric and your common talk. Music and poetry used to quicken you. And mathematics and metaphysics, fault of them is you find your stomach serves you. No profit grows where there's no pleasure, Tane. In brief, sir, study what you most affect.
Gramercies, Tranio, well dost thou advise. If Biondello thou had come ashore, we could at once put us in readiness. Oh. And take a lodging, fit to entertain such friends as time in Padua shall beget. But stay a while. What company is this?
Master, some show to welcome us to town.
Neighbour and friend.
Gentlemen, importune me no further. For how I firmly am resolved, you know. That is not to bestow my youngest daughter before I have a husband for the elder. If either of you both love Katharina, because I know you well and love you well, leave shall you have to court her at your pleasure.
Carter, rather, she's too rough for me. There, Hortensia, will you any wife?
I pray you, sir, is it your will to make a sale of me amongst these mates?
Mates, maid? How mean you that? No mates for you, unless you were of gentler, milder mood.
Effect, sir, you shall never need to fear. I would it is not halfway to her heart, but if it were, doubt not her care should be to comb your knuckles with a three-legged stool and paint your face and use you like a fool.
Such devils. Good Lord, deliver us.
And me too, good Lord.
Hush, master, is some good past Underwood. That wench is stark mad.
Wonderful froward. But in the other's silence do I see maid's mild behavior and sobriety. Peace, Tranio.
Gentlemen, that I may soon make good what I have said. Bianca, get you in. And let it not displease thee, good Bianca, that I will love thee nevertheless, my girl.
A pretty Pete. It is best put finger in the eye, and she knew why.
Sister, content you in my discontent. Sir, to your pleasure humbly I subscribe. My books and instruments shall be my company. On them to look and practice by myself.
I'll try you. Thou mayst hear Minerva speak.
Signor Baptista, will you be so strange? Sorry I am that our good will affects Bianca's grief.
Why will you mew her up, Signor Baptista, for this fiend of hell, and make her bear the penance of her tongue?
Gentlemen, content ye. I am resolved. Go in, Bianca, and for I know she taketh most delight in music, instruments, and poetry. Schoolmasters will I have within my house, fit to instruct her youth. If you, Hortensio, or Signor Gremio, you know any such, prefer them hither. For to cunning men I will be very kind and liberal to mine own children in good bringing up. And so, farewell. Katharina, you may stay, for I have more to commune with Bianca.
Why, I trust I may go too, may I not? What? Shall I be appointed hour? As though, belike, I knew not what to take and what to leave!
You may go to the devil's dam. Your gifts are so good, here's none will hold you. There, love is not so great, Hortensio, but we may blow our nails together and fast it fairly out. Our cakes dough on both sides. Farewell. And yet, for the love I bear my sweet Bianca, if I can by any means light on a fit man to teach her that wherein she delights, I will wish him to her father.
So will I, Signor Gremio. But a word, I pray. Though the nature of our quarrel yet never brooked par, know now, upon advice, it touches us both.
that we may yet again have access to our fair mistress and be happy rivals in Bianca's love, to labor and effect one thing specially.
What's that, I pray?
Marry, sir, to get a husband for her sister.
A husband? A devil?
I say a husband.
I say a devil. Thinkest thou, Hortensio, though her father be very rich, any man is so very a fool to be married to hell?
Hush, Granville. Though it pass your patience and mine to endure her loud alarms, why, man, there be good fellows in the world, if a man should light on them, would take her with all faults and money enough.
I cannot tell. But I had as lief take her dowry with this condition, to be whipped at the High Cross every morning.
Yes, as you say, the small choice in rotten apple. But come, since this by-law makes us friends, it should be so far forth friendly maintained, till by helping that sister's eldest daughter to a husband, we set his youngest free for a husband, and then have two to fresh. Hmm? Sweet Bianca, happy man be his dole. He that runs fastest gets the ring. How say you, Signor Grelio?
I am agreed. And would I had given him the best horse in Padua to begin his wooing, that would thoroughly woo her, wed her, and bed her, and rid the house of her. Come on.
I pray, sir, tell me, is it possible that love should of a sudden take such hold?
Charming, until I found it to be true, I never thought it possible or likely. But see, while idly I stood looking on, I found the effect of love in idleness, and now in plainness to confess to thee that after me a secret and a serious, and the Queen of Carthage was. Tranio, I burn, I pine, I perish, Tranio, if I achieve not this young modest girl. Well, counsel me, Tranio, for I know thou canst. Assist me, Tranio, for I know thou wilt.
Master, it is no time to chide you now. Affection is not rated from the art. If love hath touched you, naught remains but so. Redeemate thy captum, quam quaeos minima.
Oh, gramercy's lad, go forward, discontent. Thy, the rest will comfort, for thy counsel sound.
Master, you look so longly on a maid, perhaps you might know what's a pith of all.
Oh, yes! I saw a sweet beauty in her face, such as the daughter of Aegina had, that made great Jove to humble him to her hand, when with his knees he kissed the Cretan strand.
I saw you no more. Marked you not how her sister began to scold and raise up such a storm that mortal ears might hardly endure the din?
I saw her coral lips to move. And with her breath she did perfume the air. Sacred and sweet was all I saw in her.
No, it is time to stir him from his trance. I'll pray. Awake, sir.
If you love the maid, bring thoughts and wits to achieve her.
As it's that. Her elder sister so cursed and shrewd, that till the father had his hands of her, master, your love must live a maid at home. Therefore has he closely mewed her up, because she will not be annoyed with suitors.
Oh, Tranio, what a cruel father's he. But I am not advised he took some care to get her cunning schoolmasters to instruct her.
I marry am I, sir, and now it is plotted.
I have it, Tranio.
Master, for my hand, both our inventions meet and jump in one.
Oh, tell me thine first.
You will be schoolmaster and undertake the teaching of the maid. That's your device.
It is. May it be done.
Not possible. Who shall bear your part? Be in Padua and Vincentio, sir. Keep house and ply his book. Welcome his friends. Visit his countrymen and banquet them.
Basta! Completely, for I have it full. We have not yet been seen in any house. Nor can we be distinguished by our faces for man or master. Then it follows thus. Thou shalt be Master Tranio in my stead. Keep house and port and servants as I should. I will some other be, some Florentine, some Neapolitan, or a meaner man of peace. Mm-hmm. Dispatched, and shall be so. Tranio, at once uncase thee. Take my coloured hat and cloak. When Leandello comes, he waits on thee. But I will charm him first to keep his tongue.
So I do need. In brief, sir, sit at your pleasure is. And I am tied to be obedient. So your father charged me at our parting. Be serviceable to my son, quoth he. Although I think it was in another sense, I am content to be Lucentio, because so well I love Lucentio.
Tranio, be so because Lucentio loves. Let me be a slave to achieve that maid whose sudden sight hath thralled my wounded eye. Here comes the rogue. Sir, where have you been?
Where have I been? Hey, oh no, where are you? Here, master, is my fellow Tranio stolen your clothes? Or you've stolen his? Or both? Hey, what's the news?
Sir, come hither. It is no time to jest. You frame your manners to the time. Your fellow Tranio here to save my life puts my apparel and my countenance on. For, in a quarrel since I came ashore, I killed a man, and fell was described. Wait you on him, I charge you as becomes, while I make way from hence to save my life. You understand me?
Aye, sir. Ne'er a whit.
And not a jot of Tranio in your mouth. Tranio is changed into Lucentio.
Yeah, the better for him, would I? So, too.
So could I, faithful, to have the next wish after. For Lucentio, indeed, had that beast's youngest daughter.
Yeah, where am I?
But, sir, not for my sake, but your master's. I advise you use your manners discreetly in all kind of companies. When I'm alone, why, then I'm Tranio. But in all places else, your master, Lucentio.
Tranio, let's go! One thing more, rest, that I self-execute. To make one among these wooers, if thou ask me why, suffice it. My reasons are both good and weighty.